Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. If you're here, amen, and you're watching us tonight from another state, if you would put the state that you are in so we can recognize you, amen. We're believing God, amen, to have an audience, to have family and friends a part of our service, amen, all over this country. We were just believing that every state, all 50 states, we would eventually have a representative, amen, as a part of our local church, amen. So we're going to keep preaching, we're going to keep singing, amen. We're going to keep praising God, amen, because he's just been a good God to us. So, amen, we're just so grateful tonight. Genesis 3rd chapter, verse number 7. Genesis the 3rd chapter, verse number 7. Amen. Genesis 3 and 7. We started out in Genesis 3 and 6. Amen. A couple of weeks, well, about a week and a half or so ago, and we came from the topic looking through someone else's eyes, dealing with Adam and Eve and the serpent. Then we picked up with Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse number 7, and we've been dealing for the last couple of services with the consequences of looking through someone else's eyes. So we started with looking through someone else's eyes, our vision being tainted because of us looking through someone else's eyes, looking through someone else's eyes, someone else's opinion, someone else's thought pattern causes us to have a distorted vision. Some of us now we have to deal with illusions and mirages because we've allowed someone else's vision to take over our vision. And the things and the people that we once saw clearly, now we see distorted or we see other things. And we know Adam and Eve knew what God had said, but because of the conversation with the enemy, the conversation with the devil, amen, their straight and right vision got distorted, and they began to see, amen, something that God was trying to keep them from seeing for their protection, amen. So a lot of times we are asking for things, and God is trying to protect us or keep us from certain things, but because we're adamant about it, amen, sometimes God will allow us to see those things. He will allow us to achieve those things, even though he knows it's not best for us, amen. But because of our free will, amen, God not going to twist our arms, and the Holy Ghost ain't going to slap you and tell you not to do this or that. So we have free will. We are human beings, not human doings. We're not robots. So in some cases, God will allow us, amen, to achieve things and get things that he was trying to keep us from. But because, amen, we just desired and wanted those things so bad, amen, God will step back, or he will step out the way and allow us to see things, amen, that he was trying to keep us from. Now that we can see these things, we have to deal with the consequences. Let me hear the church shout, consequences. Yes, sir. There are consequences for your actions. There are consequences for you looking at things, amen, for you desiring things. Yeah, for you going after things that God was trying to keep us from. So let's look here at verse number 7, amen. I'm going to get through probably just a few verses tonight, amen, and then we'll pick it up on Sunday morning. But you get the drift by now with these glasses, amen. Yeah, you get the drift. One side you're seeing is what the glasses are for. These are tinted because they're shades. They're supposed to protect your eyes from the sunlight. Amen. But no one wears shades without the lens. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. So let's look here. Verse number 7. If you got it, say amen. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So as we stated, we're talking from the subject tonight, consequences of looking through someone else's eyes. Now you've already done it. You've already looked through someone else's eyes. Now here comes the consequences. Here comes, for every action, there's a reaction. You know, you For everything you sow, you have to, there's going to be a repercussion. So now here we're dealing with the consequences. Amen. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, there are consequences for looking through someone else's eyes. Father, we thank you as we come now to preach and teach your word. We ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh give any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, every heart shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Amen. We dealt with the beginning. Adam and Eve, God spoke to Adam. Eve knew also what God had said. But here, the woman being the weaker vessel, she had gotten entertained and had a conversation with the enemy. She has a conversation with the smooth operator. The Bible talks about Satan, amen, and or the serpent being more subtle, more crafty, more tricky than any other beast that God had made that was now in the field. The conversation went a little bit like this. Have God said, amen. He reports to the devil what God said, which lets us know the woman knew what God said. Then the devil adds a word. He adds a little word, a little three-letter word that says not. Look at the neighbor and say, you got to watch, sister and brother, not. Oh, yeah, you got to pay attention to brother and sister not. Brother and sister not cause sin to enter humanity. The devil tells Eve that thou shalt not surely die. Then he begins to tell Eve, and he, as a smooth operator, he begins to talk, amen, and con Eve, and begins to, the Bible declares that she was deceived, all because of her conversation. And after having this conversation, as she entertains the devil, we see that her eyes, her vision begins to change. That's what happened in your life. And some of you now, you got friends, you got family, you got kinfolk, amen, that once treated you real well, that, yeah, things was going good in your relationship. Going on. There was no friction. There was nothing in between you, but something happened that caused your relationship between you and this individual to change. Is it because that maybe they got a hold to a conversation with an enemy? Could it be that someone else gave them another idea concerning you? Now, they didn't have no problem with you, but because they had a conversation with someone that did have a problem with you, amen, it caused their vision concerning you to change. Y'all ain't gonna help me tonight. Adam and Eve had no problem with God, but the devil had a problem. Y'all ain't gonna help me talk tonight. The enemy, amen, the accuser of the brother, he had an issue with God. So you got to be careful when your friends and your enemies team up. Lord, help me tonight. Even then now, amen, that your enemy has teamed up with your friends. You got to learn now, you got to watch both your friends and your enemies. I know what I'm talking about. You got to watch folk that pats you on your back. You got to watch folk that will push you and tell you to go ahead. Because the only way, the only way for a person to stab you in your back, come on, Brother Zachary, is that they got to get close enough to you that they can put their arms around you. Y'all are going to help me. Amen. Just look at the name and say, be careful of your friends and the enemies. After this takes place, God has, to address the situation. Verse number 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. That's what sin does. Sin causes us to try, amen, try to hide from God. How many of you out there all over the country, all over the world, understand that I don't care what you do, I don't care where you go, you can never hide from God. The eyes of the Lord, I've been preaching tonight, are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And don't you understand, my daddy was preaching, he was saying, it's his the tears of them too. Amen. So listen, don't worry about who's trying to, amen, fault find, or who's trying to scandalize, amen, who's digging the ditch. They used to tell me, amen, if a person dig one ditch, they might as well dig two. Amen. But the truth of the matter, no sense in digging two. Amen. That one ditch, amen, if I get it, if, even if I fall in the ditch, God will allow the ditch to become a dwelling. Y'all never heard me about. God will allow the ditch to become a place of comfort. God will allow the ditch to become a place of safety. God, oh Lord, help me tonight, will allow my ditch to become a place of protection. Amen. Because, amen, it's in the pit that I be on my way to the palace. Just look at a neighbor and say, thank God for the ditches, the ditches. Thank God for my ditches. Amen. The ditch was there to keep me, amen, to keep me low, to keep me where God can see me, to hide me from my other enemies. Amen. You dig the ditch, and I got in the ditch, but God turned the ditch around, and here I am, having had a good night's sleep. But once I got in my ditch, I found myself snoring. Because I needed the ditch in order to hide from my enemies. Amen. I needed that ditch in order to draw me closer to God. Just slap a neighbor high five. Give your neighbor a corona high five and say, thank God for your ditches. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God allows that ditch if I fall in it. But no sense in digging too, because if God don't want me to fall in it, that ditch will be made for you. You just digging your own, amen. You digging your own grave. On the other end, the ditch could be for me for protection, amen. But if God allows me to escape the ditch, amen, you will be digging your own grave. Oh, yeah, listen here. Folks will dig their own grave. Don't worry about them folks talking about you, amen, and running you down and calling you everything except, amen, a man or woman of God. Don't worry about it. Folks don't think you saved, don't believe you saved, amen. Let them do what they want to do. So they heard the voice of the Lord. God, I got to get through here because I want to finish on Sunday morning. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. Sin causes us to hide. Man loves darkness rather than light. Why? Because his deeds are evil. So amongst the trees in the garden, look at verse 9, the Lord God called unto Adam and said, here we are, thou. That was this on Sunday, so I don't want to stay right here. I don't want to get, I can't get stuck right here. Amen. But I think I did it good enough, hopefully on Sunday, to bring it to the attention of the men. Amen. Yes, God has order. Okay, God has order. God is a God of all order. Am I talking right, Evangelist McCoy? God is a God of order. Amen. If that whoever the head is, and I told y'all, amen, on Sunday morning, stop chasing after other folks that really didn't have nothing to do that your contract is not with. Deal with the person that you are in covenant with. Don't deal with the person, amen, amen, your husband done ran out and he done did something, that here you go running up on the spot and then you want to beat up the woman. No, beat up your husband. No, I can't get nobody to talk to. Amen. Stop. Amen. Your wife that did stuff, don't beat up. Amen. Don't beat up your wife either, but have the conversation between the one you got the contract with. Adam and Eve, amen, they had to deal with God, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where you at? Amen. Every preacher, amen, Brother Omar, by way of the Holy Ghost is calling on you, where you at? Amen. You ought to be great in your home. Be a great husband. I can't hit nobody. Amen. Be a great father. Amen. I know you want to be great, a great pastor. I know you want to be a great bishop. I understand all that. I know you want to be great in your community. I understand all that. I do too. But I understand it's first and foremost important that I'm great in my own home. It's important, I see you, Evangelist Stevens in Texas, it's important that I'm a great husband first, and it's important that I am a great father, then all that other stuff, amen, I'm okay with, amen, but it does no good for me to be great outside my home, amen, and I'm not great inside my home. I wish I had the right church tonight. The Lord God called unto Adam. He said, where you at? Where you at, man? Our daughters, amen, they getting tricked, amen, and falling in love with all these crazy boys. Amen. That is not there to show the daughters, amen, what a real man is supposed to be like. So since, amen, she don't have a real man to look to, she just go with any man. Whenever man come by, and now this Negro slapping her, he knocking her upside the head. He don't know how to open the car door. He don't know that when he takes her out, he's supposed to pay for everything. Y'all ain't gonna help me. Yeah. So now she's left, amen, the tie gets flat, and he don't know how to change the tie that need gas in the car. He don't know how to put gas in the car. Amen. He don't know how to work a 9-to-5. You tell him 9-to-5, he think you start asking him what time it is. My Lord, he don't know how to check the oil. Don't know how to take out the trash. Amen. He know how to be on that cell phone. He know how to sleep real good. Amen. But since the man is not accounted for in the home, amen, in a lot of our homes, the black man especially is not accounted for. So our young girls are left to sin on their own and to kind of try to, amen, go blindly through the forest. You ever try to walk blindly through the forest? Amen. You got to be kind of crazy to do that. But this is what has become, as God said, Adam, where you at? I'm asking all the men, where you at? And even if you and mama don't work out, I mean, you ought to do everything you can, amen, to try to work it out. But marriage should be unto death. It should be to death do us part. Amen. But we understand sometimes things happen. And when things happen, that does not mean you should neglect your children. Lord, help me tonight. That don't mean you ought to, well, she ain't going to act right. It ain't doing nothing for none of the children. You wrong. And I'm going to deal with you women in a few minutes. God bless you, Lady Hampton. I see you. Amen. I'm going to deal with you women in a few minutes. I'm coming down now. But it's wrong for you men. You and mama didn't work out. Amen. Now you don't come pick scooter boys up. You don't come to pick junior up. You don't go to the football games no more. You don't go to the school functions no more because you and mama didn't work out. And God is saying, where you at? All right, I done dealt with these men. I dealt with the men on Sunday. I got more for you, but let me move on through here. And he said, this is what Adam said. I heard that voice in the garden. And I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. I dealt with that on Sunday. Amen. The man went to hiding. Okay? And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? See, God's order, he deals with the man. He deals with the captain. Okay? If something happens on the ship, they're coming to the captain for a report. Amen. In the church, if something happens in the church, God comes to the head. He comes to the pastor. And in the home, if the home is, amen, is going to rain, God wants to, amen, he wants the man to be accounted for. Now, I do understand there are a lot of homes without men there, so women, it falls on you. God wants you to be accounted for, accountable. God said, who told you that you was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? Amen. God wanted Adam to amen, announce, to proclaim, to confess what he's done. And the man said, the woman, instead of Adam, look at verse 12, and this is where I think we stopped on Sunday. Instead of Adam confessing, amen, he put the possession on somebody else. Amen. The man said, look, here, Deacon Stanton, I don't know if you're watching tonight, but watch this. Here we go. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me. Now, we stop right here on Sunday. Who did Adam blame first? He blamed God. He didn't even blame the Eve first. He went to God. He said, God, is this woman you gave me? How many times have we blamed God, amen, for our stuff, for our hiccups and our mess up? How many of you out there have ever blamed God? Well, God, if you didn't give me that man, I wouldn't be in this situation. If you didn't give me right, make sure the blame game, we want to put it on somebody else instead of taking accountability for our actions. The blame game, he puts it on God first. And Lord, I can get stuck right there, but I'm going to move on through. And the man said, verse 12, the woman that thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. But Adam, didn't you know what God said? Yeah, but. How many times have but, amen, been in our life? But. I would be living for God, but. I would be saved, but. I would be delivered, but. I would give an offering, but. I would come to church, but. I would work on the deacon board, but. I would be in the choir stage. I would be a preacher. I would be an evangelist. I would be saved. Look at the neighbor and say, get put out of the church. Tell the neighbor and say, get your butt out of the church with me. Amen. Get put out the way so that we can move. Amen. And the man said, the woman that thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, all right, now we see, amen, first lady Hampton, we see God deals with the man first. Man is the head. Okay, that's going to be another message. Amen, we're dealing in an age now where folk want to, amen, I got nothing against you women. I love my wife. I would die for my wife. Amen. Amen. But we're dealing this time with this feminine movement where women think that you're on the same level. Amen. There's an order.
That's right. Know your place.
There's an order. And if you would just stay in position, God will bless you.
Yeah.
And some of your marriages would have worked. Now you're on the fourth marriage, it's because you don't understand your place. I don't care if you do make more money than the man. That does not change God's order. Lord, I'm going to get in trouble here. I already know the offering has been gone. The offering is out the building now. Well, I make all that. That doesn't change what God said. That doesn't change the order of God. Amen. That just bring more. Amen. You the good. You the favor. You are the help me. You help me meet. Help me pay some of these bills. Help me meet some of the needs that the family needs. You're down to help. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me tonight. Some of y'all is mine. Yours is mine, and some of you say mine is mine, and you just don't know the order of God. A lot of you keep getting in trouble because you keep stepping out of the order. What did your teacher tell you? I went to Montgomery Elementary, amen, from kindergarten through seventh grade. Back then, we had to stay in line, amen. If we didn't stay in line, we got out of order, amen, we would get in trouble. And it happened in the Bible. Eve stepped out of order. But God is putting it back in order. I can't get no help here. So God has to deal with the woman, verse 13. Hey, and the Lord said unto the woman, what did he say? What is this that thou hast done? What part did you play in this, Eve? What you done? And the woman said, look at what Eve does. She says, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. The serpent tricked me. Y'all ain't going to help me tonight. Adam puts it on Eve. Adam puts it on Eve. Which what Eve says is true. She was deceived by the serpent. How many of you out there can look back at things in your life, amen, that you can wave your hand and say, go ahead, Brother Omar, you preaching. You preaching tonight. I've been deceived by the serpent too. There's no way you can be in church and love God and the enemy has not tricked you at least one time. Okay? All of us, but all have sinned and come short. That don't mean we all have to continue in sin, but all have sinned. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So the Lord deals with the woman. What is this thou hast done? God gives her a chance to confess. Okay? God gives her a chance to confess. She says, she makes the true statement, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. Okay, now God deals with the serpent. Okay? And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this. Now notice, God doesn't ask the serpent, what did he do? He asked Adam, he asked Eve, he gives them a chance to explain, to confess, to repent. But there's no repentance from the serpent, from the devil. Okay, now we're going to see here something that I've never seen before. We're going to see here where God deals individually with the serpent, and then he deals individually with Lucifer, with Satan. Lord, help us tonight. Yeah, he's going to, there was actually four that played a part in here. Now, through the years, we always just, and even myself included, we've always just preached Adam, Eve, and the serpent, meaning the serpent being Satan, which is right. But God, amen, brings a punishment on the actual serpent. Woo-hoo. Somebody say, oh, Lord, help us tonight, Pastor. So, look at verse 14. The Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above the cattle. He's dealing with the actual serpent now that allows Satan to use him. Now be careful who you allow to use you. Whose puppet are you? See, the puppet master holds the strings. The puppet master holds the strings. And it makes you dance. It makes you do, the puppet master makes you do stuff that you weren't even intending to do. But because you're looking through someone else's eyes, amen, you're being controlled, amen, or manipulated by another entity, which is the devil. And there are consequences when you allow the enemy to use you, amen, as a puppet. Think somebody say, don't be no puppet. Oh, Lord, y'all know, y'all don't like this type of preaching tonight, huh? Y'all want me to ask for E flat. We might get that tonight, but I got to give you this. I got to give you this. Puppet. This person say, jump, you jump. They say, smile, you smile. They say, be sad, you be sad. Don't be no puppet. Don't be nobody's puppet. Have your own mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm in your care. All right? And the Lord God, verse 14, said to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. He's dealing because the serpent allowed Satan to use him. God brings a curse on the serpent. Okay? We're going to see, hopefully tonight, I get to tonight, we'll finish it on Sunday, how God deals with the serpent, then he deals with Satan. So look, right here, he's dealing with the actual reptile. I guess that's what the snake, I've been out of school for a while. Is that what a snake is, a reptile? No? Yes? Yeah, something like that. You know, yeah, uh-huh. Some of y'all been out of school a long time, too. Amen. Y'all know, though. Lord, thou said to the same, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. Okay, and above every beast of the field. Yes. So we don't understand that the serpent was cunning, right? But now he's cursed. Okay? So the Lord says he was cunning in the beginning, he was subtle, he was crafty. But now, even in his craftiness, there's a curse associated with him. And above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go. Folks, their Lord will say, well, evidently either the serpent had legs or had wings before now. But because of allowing the devil or Satan to enter him, God curses the serpent. Lord, help us tonight. He curses the reptile, he curses the animal, he curses, amen, the snake, the serpent. And then, look here, how do you know? God said, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Nobody sees a walking snake now. So even from here, amen, as Adam and Eve at sin, amen, was a curse upon mankind, so was also the sin or the serpent, amen, it caused the family of serpents from that time to now to still be cursed with growing or crawling on the ground. Slithery. Lord, help us tonight. So, you listen, beloved, you got to watch what you do. What you do could affect generations to come. What you do, how you act, can affect your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. You crazy. Amen. You ain't got good sense. Somebody else in the family ain't going to be just like you. Amen. I grew up in a community. Amen. There was certain family. We knew everybody was crazy. You knew not to. Don't you mess with them folks. Leave them folks alone. Don't mess with them people. Them folks crazy. And I was just certain families. I mean the whole family. Great grandma crazy. Grandma crazy. Mama crazy. Nieces and nephews. Everybody in the family crazy. And we do the leave them folks alone. If you got good sense, leave them alone. So all the days of thy life, meaning generations to come, the serpent, because it allowed Satan. And I want to talk to you tonight. Be careful to allow the devil, I'm almost through, to enter you. And now you become a puppet, and Satan is the puppet master. And now you can't see clearly because you're looking through the eyes of Satan. You're looking through the eyes of someone else. And now, however that, watch this, beloved. Watch this, YouTube, London and Germany. Watch this. Now, whatever, when a puppet got control of your vision, whatever they see, you see. Good God Almighty. Lord, help me tonight. Thank you. Lady Zachary said, monkey see. Oh, that was macho that said, monkey see. I ain't calling y'all no monkey. Macho is. I ain't calling y'all that. But monkey see, monkey do.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah. When they mad at this person, you mad. For no reason. They did nothing to you. Yeah. When they got a grudge or when they upset at somebody, you upset at the same person.
Come on.
No reason. This person ain't did nothing trying to help you.
On,
but because you are a puppet now. Okay? Now, y'all know what I say about tricks, silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids. Now you're a puppet, whatever this person that you've given the authority and you allow your vision to be distorted and you taking on their vision, out of all this, we'll ride back to these. You should be able to see properly. These are shades. You should be able to see properly. Protect you from the sun, protect you from the rays, and protect your eyes. But instead, you always have shades, but you took the lenses out. And now there's no protection. You allow someone else's vision. And now there are consequences. Yes, Shan, that's a good point. They have power over you. They have control over you. They manipulate, can get you to do stuff. Watch this, women and men.
Yes.
They can get you to do stuff that you said you would never do. You would start to go places you said you would never go.
You
would smoke stuff you said you'd never smoke. You would drink stuff you said you would never drink. All because of the consequences of looking through someone else's eyes. Now, there comes when now we got to, God begins to deal. I'm going to stop at verse 14 because 15 I'm going to wait till Sunday. Because on Sunday, with Evangelist McCoy, on Sunday, I finished with the consequences. Then we'll end up talking about a little bit of grace. So we ought to be grateful. We ought to thank God for grace. Verse 14 again, and I'm through. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, he deals with the serpent, not with Satan. Come back in Sunday morning, I'll show you how he deals with Satan. Now there's consequences for four. Adam, Eve, the serpent, and Satan. Once again, there are consequences for four, not just three. For so many years, so many times I've preached this and I only dealt with the three. But after going back and looking and preaching and teaching and going back and looking, I said it's four. Adam, Eve, the serpent, and Satan. How many folks have you deceived? And now they got to pay the consequences. Some of you are being, amen, you're paying for consequences now because you took on the vision of someone else years ago. But if you stay with me on Sunday morning, I'll talk a little bit about the grace, and I'll talk to you about the victory. Let me finish this, and I'm through for the night. Let me finish verse 14. Let me read it. And the Lord God said to the serpent, he didn't give the serpent a chance to explain why he allowed Satan to enter him, why he allowed Satan to use him. Okay? So we know Satan, he's described as a serpent. But we know he's more than that. Because now we see Satan walks around in human. And I think Shan said earlier, two-legged snakes. All right, let me get through it. I'm through here. Let me read 14. The Lord God said to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle. I told you he's dealing with the serpent. Not Satan, right? He's dealing with the actual serpent. Cursed above all cattle, cattle, and above every beast of the field. He's dealing with the serpent. He's giving the consequences. But you allow someone else to be your puppet master. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Not just that serpent's life, but all the serpents to come. Same punishment. And because of Adam and Eve, same punishment. Adam disobeyed. Eve was deceived. Verse 15, we're going to pick up on Sunday morning. Now, in verse 15, he deals with the serpent. I mean, he deals with Satan. He deals with Satan. Listen, beloved, I'm through. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Shan, if you can put the offering information up for those that would like to give a donation on tonight, those that would like to, you enjoyed this message, you enjoyed this ministry. It's a family affair, husband and wife team. I couldn't be the man that I am if it wasn't for my lovely wife. I thank God. I thank God for my baby's mama. Thank God for my favor. Man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. Would I be wrong if I say, hey, even in my marriage, we've had times where we've been tricked by the enemy that would cause me, after almost 20 years of marriage, I can count numerous times I blame my wife. Somebody out there, you too. She can count numerous times. She blamed me. And we can count numerous times where we blame somebody else for why we did what we did. Without recognizing, even at the time, we was the puppet. And Satan was the puppet master. For the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Even from back then, his ultimate goal was to destroy the families. destroyed the marriage, destroyed the union between husband and wife. And he's fighting now, tooth and nails. From that day to now, he wants you and your husband, you and your wife, to call it quits. Whether it's financial reasons or whatever it is, he wants y'all to throw in the towel. But I want to encourage you tonight. Hang on in there. Remember the vows that you made before God and before the witnesses. Okay? Oftentimes in marriage, the only thing we hear is for better, richer, health. Better, richer, health. That's all we hear. The good parts. But when that's better, that was also a worse. But we didn't hear worse on our wedding day. Better, richer, fear, poorer. We didn't hear poorer. But that was possibly said also. It should have been said. What was it? Richer. What was the three? And then sickness. Health. But we don't hear the sickness. We don't hear the sickness part. It can happen. I've never thought. As a young man, never thought my wife would ever have to take care of me the way she had to at one time when I was in the hospital. I had surgery. My appendix had ruptured on the hospital table. By the grace of God, we survived. We made it out. But because they had to cut me, I couldn't reach back and do all that. Sometimes we don't understand how important the body is and how God made the body to work in unity. And when one part hurts or one part is in recovery, all of you are in recovery. They cut my stomach, but my whole body was in recovery. I couldn't, after using the restroom, I couldn't properly clean myself. But thank God I married, amen, the right rib. And Bishop Earl Carter said, if you married the right rib, you don't need any spare ribs. Because the right rib, the right rib, she had to clean me. She had to bathe me. She had to wash me. Because I couldn't do it for myself. And I would rather say that made us stronger. That gave me another appreciation for the one that I married. At an early age, I married her just as soon as I could. Some folks say, well, some people, well, you didn't get a chance to go out and experience nothing. Everybody don't have to experience stuff. I'm glad I got hooked up when I did. I don't have to experience. If I want to experience, I can experience with her. Y'all ain't going to help me tonight. Y'all don't like that? Amen. Watch out now. My oldest daughter said, watch out there now. Amen. I'm glad I got her. I'm glad we hooked up when we did. Amen. Kept me and her from some stuff. Amen. But be careful. I'm through tonight. Be careful when you're watching through somebody else's eyes in your marriage. Don't compare your marriage to another marriage. Don't you, wife, don't compare your husband to another man, to another, someone else's husband. Husband, don't you compare your wife to someone else's wife. That's your wife. That's your husband. God blessed you with each other. God gave you to each other. And remember, just remember, your children are depending on you, depending on you. Your neighborhood, your family are depending on you. Don't take the vision of someone else, and then they cause you to look at your spouse differently. Be careful who you share intimate details about your marriage with. To my YouTube family, be careful. Those of you in Germany, those of you over Chaos Blog Talk Radio, those of you in London, be careful who you share your marriage information with. If you're not careful, that one that you're talking to about your husband, that you're giving all your little secrets and talking about where he is and ain't and all that, you better be careful. You better not left your husband, and here she ended up with it. Talking about everything you did like, girl, I love that about a man. I love he got a hairy back. You didn't like all the hair on his back. I love a wild wolf. Now, here they are going to Disney World and marching with, amen, Minnie Mouse and Mighty Mouse and Mickey Mouse. And put it all on Facebook. And here you are mad now. Ain't nobody fault but yours. Okay? Keep your vision. Father, we thank you tonight. We appreciate you. If there's one under the sound of my voice that needs to get their vision straight, there have been consequences. I ask that you repeat this quick prayer after me. You know you need God. You need Jesus. You know you need him. You need him in your life. You need him in your home. You think your home is going good. And it might be, but it'll go better with the Lord. It'll go better. Don't mean everything's going to be good all the time. Don't mean you ain't going to have some struggles. But it's good to know that if God be for us, then the who don't matter. Much stuff me and my wife has went through, amen, with the church and with other things, it has brought us closer. I have a better appreciation for her. And hopefully she has the same for me. I have a better reverence for her. And hopefully she can say the same about me. That when the going got tough, amen, that she didn't just kick rocks and got the going, but we drew closer.
Right.
To let each other know, no matter who else leave us, we got each other. We can count on each other. I want to encourage every marriage to be able to count on each other. You woman out there, stop looking for love in the wrong places. You're married. That man out there, stop looking for it in other places. You're married. Cleave. I believe it was Jesus that said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. The two twain shall become one. If you're out there tonight and you know you've been looking and you've been a puppet and you want to repent tonight, you want to get this thing right, just repeat this quick. Pray after me. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. This night, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. From this day forward, I want to see clearly. God, help me to see clearly. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Come on, right where you are, I dare you to clap your hands for the word on tonight. Amen. Part four, consequences. Thank you, Brother Ice Pick. Deacon Ice Pick is clapping. Amen. Listen, I want those of you that can, that will give an offering on tonight. If this word found you anywhere and you feel that God is impressing in your heart and you say, what can I do? What can I give on tonight? I want you to know it's on your screen. We're going to give you the information when you can give on tonight. Maybe it was the singing from my wife and daughter. Hopefully we know it was believing God. It was the preaching, the teaching of the word. And it made an impression on you tonight. You wonder, what can I do? We can never pay for the word. But what you can do is just say, Brother Omar, I appreciate you. Appreciate your family. We thank God for you. We thank God for that even throughout this pandemic, you and your family have never stopped praising and worshiping God. You've never stopped preaching. Your wife has never stopped ministering. Your children have never stopped ministering. Amen. And you would like to be a blessing on tonight. Whatever the amount is, we're not asking for anything specific. Not asking for anything specific. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. And if the Lord don't lay anything on your heart, then don't you do nothing. Don't you do nothing. Amen. There's two ways in which you can give on tonight. The first one is cash out. For those of you that would like to cash out a love gift on tonight to help us to keep this going. Amen. Just encourage. Keep going. Keep preaching. Y'all keep singing. Keep playing. Man, we don't have to bring nobody in to play, to sing, to preach. It's all right here in my home. Amen. There's two ways you can give on tonight. Amen. Those of you that like to give by Cash App, you can do so at $. The letter O, the letter Z, and the number is 264. Once again, it's $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. $OZ. 264. Amen. Whatever God lay on your heart tonight, this is our first night, family night. And whatever God lays in your heart, whatever he lays on your heart, maybe this message, amen, husband and wife, maybe it made an impression on y'all tonight, on your children, and you want to be a blessing. This is how you can do it. We appreciate the prayers. We appreciate the prayers. Amen. But we also thank God for the financial blessings. Amen. Also, if you would like to use debit or credit card or PayPal, you can do so tonight by calling this number. Our church financial offices are open, waiting to hear from you. That number is 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. Amen. And we thank you. We appreciate you. May God continue to bless you richly. Once again, the Cash App is $OZ264. Debit and credit card, PayPal, Zelle. Call this number, 678-760-6056. Amen. Amen. We're through to hear the conclusion of the matter. You got to tune in Sunday morning to hear the conclusion of the matter. You got to tune in Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. That'll be our second service of being back in our headquarters at 877 North Clayton Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. It'll be our second service of being back in our headquarters church. Amen. Our headquarters building. Amen. Listen, I want to give our prayer list. It's 8:15. I was through right at 8 or so. Amen. I want to give our prayer list. I want everyone that can. I want you to write these numbers, these names down. So while you're praying and you're meditating and you're before God, we want you to assist us in calling out these names. God bless you, Sister Kenya. Amen. Y'all be encouraged. Praise Tabernacle. We love you. Amen. We thank God for you. Facebook family, friends, we thank God for you. Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Those, our listeners over in London, England, our listeners in England, Germany, we thank God for you. Amen. In the UK, amen, we have Kensington Care Home, Assisted Living, that's in London. We thank God for y'all on tonight. And in Germany, the AM radio station, amen, they're listening in through Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you. So not only Praise Tabernacle, we're not just a local church. We are officially international. We're preaching the gospel all over the world. And we owe God the praise. Amen. Listen, I want to run down the names of our prayer list. Some of these God has already touched, healed, and delivered. But we want to continue to pray, believing God that it will be 100, believing, knowing that God can do it all the way, not just part of the way. Brother Jermaine Brown, that's my cousin. Amen. We want to keep him on the prayer list. Sister Siobhan, amen, a family in Chicago, amen, the death of her child, we want to keep her on the prayer list. The Bluett family, amen, our members, amen, the Bluett family, specifically Sister Asha Bluett, amen, keep her lifted in prayer. The Harris family, we're still in prayer, amen, for Mother Rachel Harris. She passed away a couple weeks ago, so we want to continue to pray for the Harris family. The Walker family, my auntie Georgette, amen, Uncle Danny Walker, the Walker family, Sister Jones, and DeMonte, I think that's DeMonte, amen, my little cousin DeMonte, amen, in the death of my cousin Dante a few weeks ago. Keep the Walker family in prayer. My nephew, Brother Adore, Amen. Pray that he continue to tear up the house and run his mother and father and siblings up the wall. We're going to pray, continue to pray for the Stokes family. Elder Stokes, Evangelist Stokes, talked to Elder Stokes on today. We want to keep him lifted in prayer. Brother Wendell Martin and his mother, Sister Melanie Martin, keep them lifted in prayer. You know, Brother Wendell just got out of the hospital. Amen. So we thank God for that. Brother Marquise Chapman, another cousin of mine, and his family, I think I even read with his children, I think. Amen. The family is wrestling with COVID-19. We want to keep them in prayer. Brother John Johnson, amen, got out of the hospital a few days or so ago. We want to pray for him, his mother, Yolanda, amen, his father, his brother, Justin, Jeremiah, the Johnson family. We also want to keep, amen, in prayer, Evangelist Stanton. Evangelist Doug Stanton, we thank God that the doctors were able to diagnose, and I think it was she had a bout of vertigo. So we thank God, amen, that she's doing better. Let's keep her in prayer. Amen. And also my sister-in-law, Sister Victoria Knapp, amen, has to go into the doctor in the morning or tomorrow and have a procedure done. Amen. So we want to pray for these. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for tonight. We're praying specifically for every name that we called out tonight. And there are so many thousands of others that are watching and viewing, that are listening. And we don't know everyone's need, but God, we know that you know. And we know that your word declares that you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. And we're praying for miracles to manifest in the lives of these your people. We're looking for testimonies on how you've healed them. We know that doctors can prescribe, but we know you're the one that have to heal. And we thank you for doctors. We don't knock doctors. We don't tell our folks not to go to the doctor. We thank you for doctors. You placed them here for a reason. And I pray that you will strengthen every name that we call. Work it out for them, for their good. That we'll get a call in the next few days. That we get a text, get an email, get a letter next few days. That all is well. And we thank you on tonight. As we leave this place, but never your presence, all of our viewers, we thank you for them, God. And we return to our sanctuary for round number 2 on Sunday morning. Will it be round number 5, but we'll be back in our sanctuary for the second service after 8, 9, 10 months of being away. We thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you for sustaining us as we leave this place, but never your presence. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you and good night.
Did your mama?